More than a dozen Muslim groups in the U.S. were raided by federal agents last week. Offices and homes, mostly in Northern Virginia, were searched on the basis of sealed court documents. Many Muslim groups have decried the raids, calling them harassment of respected Islamic institutions and leaders. Newsweek correspondent Mark Hosenball has been covering this story. He says that the sealed court documents apparently allege that the raided groups are involved with money laundering, tax evasion, and support of terrorist groups.
No evidence has been produced by the government at all to justify the raids. Everything is under seal, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's not some foundation for them going in there in the first place. A magistrate wouldn't have signed the search warrant application, which did indeed happen, without being convinced by the government that there was probable cause to believe that a crime may have been committed by some or any of these organizations.
The tax records show that large amounts of the money from these groups was going offshore. What's the significance of that?
Well, the significance of that is where the money was going to offshore. The records of some of these groups, including a couple foundations, show that they were sending literally hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars in one case to entities, very mysterious entities, in a place called the Isle of Man, which is a notorious tax haven. Once money is sent there, it kind of disappears. You can't really find out, due to the local secrecy laws, where the money went.
But it could be simple, benign, garden variety tax evasion or money laundering.
It could be tax evasion and money laundering, indeed.
These groups were, at least some of them, were previously thought of, at least, as blue-chip Muslim charities. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, they do appear to be very, at least on the face of it, respectable Muslim charities. Some of the people involved not only have connections to the Republican Party, but have been in and out of the White House, as I understand it. Some of them are eminent scholars. One of the places that was raided, I think, was almost kind of a training seminary for Islamic imams, for prayer leaders. So on the face of it, they're respectable. On the other hand, there are some connections on paper anyway, through public records, between some of the leaders of the charities that were raided, including the charity that gave money to the Republican Party-related group, and this financial network based in Switzerland and the Bahamas called Al-Taqwa, which means fear of God. And the Al-Taqwa network has had its assets frozen by President Bush on the grounds that it's engaged in financial support of terrorism. I've actually spoken to some of the people from Al-Taqwa, and they kind of admit connections with both the Iranian government and the Iraqi government. So some of the people these organizations in the United States are connected with are kind of suspicious.
So one of these groups actually was visiting the White House and giving money to the GOP.
Well, no, what happened was that this group called the Safa Foundation and another group called the Success Foundation, both of which were raided, they gave money to something called the Islamic Institute, which is basically the Republican Party's sort of semi-official liaison to the Islamic community. And in turn, the Islamic Institute arranged for members, I think, of the foundations and for other Islamic people to meet people at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And the head of the Safa Foundation, which gave money to this Republican Party group, Jamal Barzinji, is a former director of a Taqwa-related company in Liechtenstein.
This group, SAR, as I understand it, no longer exists, but all of these other groups had connections to it. What kind of organization was it?
We don't really know. It's some kind of nonprofit foundation that, as I say, in that particular case, I think it received, in 1998 or 1999, a donation from somewhere of $1.7 billion, at least according to its tax returns, which then disappeared. For an organization whose purpose is kind of mysterious, and we don't really know what it did, that's an awful lot of money. The Al-Taqwa organization, which seems to be behind some of these organizations in the United States, the Al-Taqwa Bank was set up by an organization called the Muslim Brotherhood, which is pressing for a kind of worldwide Islamic movement that would turn the world into an Islamic state, even an Islamic dictatorship. It's my impression anyway, and I think the government is investigating these things, that a lot of the current sort of terrorist groups, including Hamas, maybe Al-Qaeda, are kind of splinters from the original Muslim Brotherhood. They're not really necessarily connected with the existing Muslim Brotherhood, but some of their leaders either split off from the Muslim Brotherhood or were inspired originally by people in the Muslim Brotherhood. And so this Muslim Brotherhood sort of secret organization out there may be one of the entities that then is helping to launder or at least move money for a whole variety of Islamic radical groups. And that's sort of what I think we may have here in the United States in this network that's been raided by the feds last week.
Mark Hosenball is a reporter for Newsweek. Thanks very much.
Thank you.